July 3, 1906. The will of God is the paradise of the soul on earth, and the soul who does the will of God forms the paradise of God on earth. Having received communion, I felt all united and clasped to my most divine Jesus, and while he clasped me, I rested in him and he rested in me. Then he told me, "My beloved, the soul who lives in my will rests, because the divine will does everything for her, and while it operates for her, I find the most beautiful rest in her." So, the will of God is rest for the soul, and rest for God in the soul. While resting in my will, the soul remains always attached to my mouth, and suckles divine life into herself, making of it her continuous food. The will of God is the paradise of the soul on earth, and the soul who does the will of God comes to form the paradise of God on earth. The will of God is the only key that opens the treasures of the divine secrets, and the soul acquires such familiarity in the house of God as to dominate as if she were the owner. Who can say what I comprehended about this divine will? Oh, will of God, how admirable, lovable, desirable, beautiful you are! It is enough to say that, being in you, I feel all my miseries and all my evils being dissolved, and I acquire a new being, with the fullness of all the divine goods.